This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this is your Nishna Valley.
End of the month.
It is. We are through the month of May. April's gone. May's gone. Soon June will be gone. Mm-hmm. Soon school will be back in. Soon it'll be shoveling snow time again.
No.
It all
I don't
just,
even want to think of that yet.
It happens so fast.
It does. It really does.
We've gotten through winter, now we've gotten through spring, and now we're into our favorite season of all.
Yeah.
Road construction.
No.
No.
No, it is already a pain, and it's only been a few days.
I know. That's the time of the year. You know, when you grab especially the small town local newspapers, it seems like half of the newspapers these days are about the road construction projects that are getting ready to start.
Yeah.
And whatever. It seems like every town has road construction going on. And of course, here in Atlantic, East 7th Street is all torn up now, and they started this project here this last week. We've known for a while it's been coming.
Yeah.
And, you know, I just got to get used to it for a while. And just remember how nice things will be when it's done.
Exactly, yeah. And hopefully it just goes quickly and smoothly and they stay right on track.
That's right. The two P's, patience.
Probably won't happen, but.
Yeah, patience and positive thoughts.
Yeah.
It'll all be fine. We'll get there. We live in small towns. The detours aren't that long.
No.
It's not that far out of our way. But, you know, it is something different. Do you get into habits, though? Do you find yourself driving? I know it's probably not the right thing to do, but do you find yourself getting into habits when you drive?
What do you mean?
You always go the same way to work.
I do.
And I get into your routine.
Mm-hmm.
And do you find sometimes when you're not headed to work, but you're kind of going in that general direction, all of a sudden like you've got the blinker on or something to turn when you don't have to because you're not going
there?
Yeah,
I've done that a few times. I did it here a couple weeks ago. I've just been thinking about something, so I just drove right by daycare, didn't have to turn around and go back and actually pick up my kids.
Oops. Yeah, don't forget the children. Not a good thing to forget.
I didn't know what I was thinking about, but yeah, I just had focusing on something else.
I'll do that a lot of time on Sunday mornings heading to church. You know, from our house, I'm usually heading east on, mm-hmm. or heading west, rather, on 7th Street, and I'll get to Olive Street, and not even thinking if I catch the light there and have to stop at the stoplight, I'll have the blinker on like I'm going to turn right and head out to the office here. And my wife will look at me and say, where are you going? Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's Sunday.
I'm not going to the office right now. I just, you know, you just do it from, it's just habit.
Yeah.
You know, you just do it that way. And I did that the other day. I leave the house and I usually turn and go south, or go north rather, on Plum Street and come down to 7th. When I'm on my way to work or any place. And that first day they had road construction. I knew they had road construction.
Yeah.
But I did it anyway and headed south. And I got down over the hill and then looked and saw the road barricades down there and thought, oh, that's right, I can't do that. So I had to find a driveway and stop and back up and turn around and go back again.
Yeah.
And, you know, we just get into those habits where we just, and I say, it may not be the best thing in the world because we may not be paying 100% attention when we do that, but... You know, the brain just goes into autopilot,
yeah.
And away we go. Got to stop that now. It's that wrong time of the year. I guess if nothing else, road construction does do us that much of a favor. It gets us back in touch with paying attention to things out there. Because it's not just the same old now. But you know what else is dangerous during road construction season? Cell phones.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to be texting on your phones anyway. But, you know, a lot of the newer vehicles now, I know mine does, yours does, but, you know, they've got the Bluetooth feature in the vehicles. And so you don't have to pull your phone out of your pocket or look at it. You can make phone calls and stuff right there on the dash in front of you. You can talk to a microphone that's right above you. You know, it's nice and easy so you don't have to take your eyes off the road and keep your other hands busy and stuff. You know, if you don't have that, is it really that important to answer that text message right now?
No. Because you always see so many pictures, like, online and everything of, a teenager, or it's usually, you know, the younger age, that got into a bad accident, maybe didn't survive because they sent maybe even a one-word text, K. I mean, it's so not worth it.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't even have to be a bad accident.
No.
You know, just something slow speed in town where you look away, you look down at your cell phone or something for just a second, then you look back up and, oh no, they're turning, they hit their brakes, and you smack into the back of their car. It doesn't even have to be a high speed thing.
No.
But people can get hurt, and of course there's damage to vehicles and all that other stuff. But, you know, I hate to pick on young people, but, you know, it's usually what I see. But
statistics don't lie.
That's right. That's the observation out there. But it seems like just about every young person you see, when I say young person, I'm especially talking about teenagers, new drivers in their first 4 or 5 years of having a license. It seems like they've got the steering wheel in one hand and the phone is always in that other hand.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they're talking to it or if they're texting on it or whatever, but yeah, it's getting worse and worse. And you know, life isn't a video game.
No,
you don't get a new life once you die. Mm-hmm. And so, why don't you take a little bit better care of it? And it just takes one little slip up somewhere, not just to destroy your life, but possibly the lives of others too. And you know, especially now, this time of the year, school's not in session, children are out. Mm-hmm. All hours of the day, and they might be crossing streets, they might be playing in yards, balls might escape out into the street, they sometimes don't look before they run to get them. Wouldn't it be an awful thing to find that when you look up from your text message that you just couldn't wait to look at until you got home?
To see that K.
Over-texting is also a problem. That's another thing with texting. Some people don't know when to quit.
Yeah.
They keep texting back and forth, thank you, sure, no problem. Okay, great. Okay, enough
Bye.
Already. Yeah, that's it. I'm going to bed now. Leave me alone. You know, you just don't know when to get finished with it. So, yeah, it's just don't do that stuff in the car, and certainly don't do it behind the wheel of the car.
No.
So let's be safe about it here, especially, like I said, during road construction season when there's so many different traffic patterns out there. You know, a big story that's been in the news here lately is the bird flu.
Yes, it has.
The avian influenza, the HPAI. It's highly pathogenic avian influenza, bird flu. Yikes. You've had to be following this because it's kind of been right in your face for the last few months, but it's really become a big deal here in the state of Iowa. There are over 25 million birds and more than 60 farms that have been impacted just in the state of Iowa so far. And there's really nothing you can do once birds get infected. They have to be put down.
Yeah.
They have to be euthanized. So there's really not much you can do to minimize the potential spread of the virus to other poultry except to eliminate the threat. Human infections of the virus, not yet anyway, no human infections have ever been detected.
Well, good.
From this particular type. I mean, people are always afraid, oh, am I going to get the bird flu? Well, not unless you have feathers and a beak. So far, not saying it can't happen.
Right, that's true.
But so far, and there have been no human infections from that virus, and there is no food safety risk for consumers either. But, you know, the risk is it continuing to spread. There are, I mean, we talked about over 25 million birds that have already been infected or impacted by this, but there are many, many more millions of them around the state of Iowa. Iowa is one of the top egg-producing states in the country. So there are lots of birds. They need to cut this off at the pass. So one of the ways they've had to do this, unfortunately for a lot of children I'd like to show at county and state fairs, is that the Iowa Department of Agriculture has gotten together with some other departments, the Department of Health and Disease, Center for Disease Control, and they've decided they're going to have to cancel all live bird exhibitions this year at county fairs, the state fair, other gatherings where birds would be dealt with there because of that avian influenza. And it's immediately and through effective through the end of 2015. So it also prohibits any live birds from being sold at livestock auction markets, at swap meets, and at exotic sales. I know it's frustrating, but it's one of those steps that they deemed was necessary to make sure that this gets done right. Gary Slater, who's the State Fair CEO manager, said that one of the things they want to do, too, is, you know, it was the best interests of the exhibitors in the poultry industry to cancel this. It is frustrating, but also Mike Anderson, the Extension 4-H State Livestock Specialist and the State 4-H Livestock Superintendent at the State Fair, said that, you know, some 4-H'ers, of course, will be disappointed that they won't be able to exhibit their poultry projects, but they are looking at some other alternative learning opportunities for them at fairs. You know, this is unfortunately one of the situations you have to deal with.
Yeah.
So they're thinking that maybe they can use this as a learning experience too. You know, if you do have chickens, birds, fowl of any kind like that, and you know, whether it's for the kids for a 4-H project or you just have some, you know, some people keep some in the backyard or whatever, and some people have, you know, little larger flocks, but you might want to educate yourself a little bit more. If you don't know enough about this, you might want to educate yourself a little bit more about this. because there are plenty of different types of information floating around out there that people can get their hands on to educate themselves, find out more. The USDA has just a kind of a short pamphlet about what you can do to pay attention. You know, look, some things you should look for in the flocks of the birds that you have, things you want to kind of keep watch for to see if they come down with this disease, and what do you do if you find some of these symptoms, and how do you deal with those kinds of things. So, you know, you can find more information online about that and what you can do to protect your operation there too, you know, as far as cleanliness goes and visitors and whatever else. So, you know, it's real important to learn more about those things. And I guess if you have children who are normally showing those animals in livestock exhibitions, it'd be a great time to educate them.
Yeah,
I mean, they
definitely
need to understand all the ins and outs about this particular deal. And it's not much fun.
No.
They're like I said, you're talking about millions and millions, tens of millions of birds that have had to been destroyed.
Jeez.
Here in the state of Iowa. So it's, you know, more so than just the epidemic and stuff too. I mean, think of the economic impact there.
Yeah.
Too. And there's
we'll see that here soon.
A nice little economic chunk that gets taken out of the state here by this too. So be aware of those things, and if you do have birds or have contact with birds like that, again, educate yourself a little bit so you understand, so we don't continue to spread. We need to stop this.
Right.
Get this stopped here right quick. All right, enough about that. We do have some things coming up around the area here, too, not too far down the road. I know you've got a list of things over there. What you got?
All right, well, on Sunday, there's a free will donation meal at Dusty's in Griswold. That's going to be held on Sunday, May 31st, and what it is, it's to help campers attend Central Iowa Bible Camp in Earlham June 14th through the 19th. So they'll be serving grilled hamburgers or hot dogs, chips, cookie and drink, and again, that's for a free will donation, and they'll be serving from 4:30 to 7, and the serving will be done by, and all proceeds will be going to, the kids who are attending the church camps this summer. So it's a free will donation meal at Dusty's on May 31st from 4:30 to 7. A Dig Those Dinosaurs camp for youth completing kindergarten through second grade. Youth will have the opportunity to attend camp at different locations on different days, and the days left are June 1st and 2nd from 9 a.m. to noon at Cold Springs Park in Lewis, and then again on June 15th and 16th from 9 a.m. to noon or from 1 to 4 at Sunnyside Park Camblin Shelter in Atlantic. At Dig Those Dinosaurs camp, youth will learn about dinosaurs, become a paleontologist, make crafts, and play games. A vacation Bible school in Griswold at the Central Church of Christ will be held June 1st through Friday, June 5th. It's for all children in the area from age 3 through 5th grade, and they're invited to attend the Everest Expedition, where they'll learn to conquer challenges with God's mighty power. It's a 5-day event, and that runs from 9 a.m. to noon. And again, it's at the Griswold Central Church of Christ, June 1st through June 5th. At the Atlantic Public Library, they are having a superhero craft day on June 1st. It will be from 10 a.m. to noon, and it's for preschoolers through kindergartners, and then from 2 to 4 for first and second graders. If you'd like to sign up for that, you can call the Atlantic Public Library. With the farmers' markets getting ready to start soon, Connections Area Agency, they're pleased to announce that the state is continuing the farmers' market voucher programs for older Iowans. And with this program, seniors meeting income requirements, they can obtain vouchers that they can use at participating area farmers markets to buy $30 worth of fresh, locally grown produce. And if you have any questions about your eligibility, you can just check with your local senior center, and then your senior center will have the applications for those vouchers available the week of June 1st. Again, it's the Connections Area Agency's Farmers Market Voucher Program for older Iowans. And those applications will be available at your local senior center the week of June 1st. The Atlantic Public Library, they're holding a superhero camp on June 2nd from 2 to 4. And that's for all ages. They're also holding a superhero movie day on June 3rd from 3 to 5. And to sign up for either one of those programs, you just need to call the Atlantic Public Library. Also, a Water Wonders Camp will be held for 3rd through 5th grade youth, and that's to explore many things related to water, including how it moves, what lives in our water, and why it is important to Iowa. This camp will be held at 3 different locations on 3 different days: June 4th from 10 a.m. to 3 at Lake Anita Shelter 5, June 5th from 10 a.m. to 3 at Cold Springs Park in Lewis, and June 12th from 10 a.m. to 3 at Sunnyside Park, Camlin Shelter in Atlantic. Water Wonders campers will need to bring their own sack lunch, and registration forms are available at the Cass County Extension Office or online. Just $10 for the registration fee for the camp, and that includes all camp supplies and a snack, and you just need to sign a medical information form for all the youth. Again, it's the Water Wonders Camp for children of 3rd through 5th grade, and that's held on June 4th, 5th, and 12th. Ride the Rails with the Menlo and Casey Fire Departments. That's coming up June 6th. That's on a Saturday. An excursion train will take passengers between Menlo and Casey in vintage open window coaches, and there'll be food and activities going on in both Menlo and Casey. And they'll have round-trip departures, leaving from Menlo at 9, 11, and 1:30, and then at Casey at 10, 12:15, and 2:25. It's $14 for adults, $7 for children 12 and under, and they do have a limited number of tickets, and those are non-refundable, so you want to hurry and get yours at Menlo, at the Coon Valley Co-op Telephone Office, and in Casey at Linda's Hair Hut, Casey Mutual Telephone Office, Rolling Hills Bank and Trust, and at any Menlo or Casey. Or from any Menlo or Casey firefighter. You can also call for tickets. Menlo, it's 669-9859. And in Casey, it's 641-746-2202. You just need to leave a message. Also, the open window coach cars, they were built in Canada in 1953. And these were used in the 2009 movie Public Enemies, starring Johnny Depp. So ride the rails with the Menlo and Casey fire departments on June 6th. And you can get your tickets at a couple different locations in Menlo and Casey, or give them a call or any firefighter. A Walnut Community Club garage sale is coming up Saturday, June 6th. They start at 7:30 and will go until noon, rain or shine. They have 15 locations and maps available at each site. All you need to do is just watch for the balloons. Also, the first annual flea market alley will be held on June 6th and 7th in Oneida. There'll also be car parts and a tool swap. There'll be food available by Cass County vendors, because they are not allowing any outside food. Also, entertainment in the park, and that's free. And it's also the same weekend as the White Pole Road garage sales, which runs through Oneida, so there'll be large crowds. If you like a vendor space, it's $20 for both days, and you can contact Jackie Sander. A couple Red Cross blood drives coming up in Oneida on June 9th from noon to 6 at the community center, and in Audubon on June 10th from noon to 6.
Got a few more of those blood drives here around the area, too, coming up. Speaking of which, Irwin will be the location this Monday, June 1st, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Irwin Community Building. Also on Wednesday, June 3rd, at the Oakland Community Center, they'll have a blood drive from 11:30 until 5:30. You mentioned Oneida and Audubon. Coming up a little further down the road, a couple of them here in the area on June 11th. That's a Thursday. One will be in Lewis at the Lewis Community Center from noon to 5:30. The other will be over in Trainer at the Community Center from 11:30 to 5:30. And then there are a couple of them coming up here in Atlantic a little further, a few weeks down the road. One will be out at Mala Engine Components from noon to 4 p.m. on Tuesday, June 23rd. And then the next regular blood drive here in Atlantic will be Thursday, July 9th, and that'll be noon to 6 p.m. at the Atlantic Catholic Parish Center. So those are some that you can look out for here coming a little further down the road as we continue along. Hey, one other thing, too, that's coming up next weekend, actually, is the Lake Oneida Kids Fishing Day. Mike and Wyatt would look good sitting out there.
I think it would be good. I'm not sure how long Wyatt will be entertained.
I know. I'm afraid his attention span.
Yeah. He'll like it at first, and then he'll want the probably that fish right away.
Yeah. So that's kind of the way
it
works.
He's got his own fishing pole, so he's ready to go fishing. And
excellent.
Yeah.
I know we were that way when we were kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some days are slow. You just don't have much activity, and you get bored and frustrated real quick, and
I'd still probably be that way.
It's no fun for Dad, that's for sure, but, you know. But, yeah, this coming up Saturday, June 6th, is the Free Fishing Day in Iowa, and it's an opportunity over at Lake Oneida. So they say that just bring your poles, and you can get some fishing and then some information, too. You'll learn about the fish in Lake Oneida, and then you get some hands-on fishing experience. They'll have some prizes for participants. No child will leave empty-handed, so everybody will get something. It's planned in conjunction with Iowa's Free Fishing Weekend. So you know what that means. If you haven't gotten your fishing license yet, you don't have to next weekend.
Yeah, it's a good time to go.
The adults can go out and join the children without a fishing license. So to register, they just expect that you meet at the beach parking lot at 10 a.m. Again, that's on Saturday, June 6th at Lake Anita for Kids Fishing Day. That should be fun.
Yeah.
Teach the youngsters something they can do the rest of their lives.
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. A few other things going on here around the area. Some are a little closer. Some are a little further down the road. In fact, this weekend, this Sunday, May 31st, the Adair Casey Food Pantry will be celebrating its upcoming two-year anniversary, providing food to families and those living in the Adair Casey Community School District. And they'll be honoring those who've given themselves in any way to the food pantry at a 10 a.m. service at the Casey United Methodist Church. That's this Sunday, May 31st. The keynote speaker will be Michael Moss. And the public is invited to that service as well as to the reception. There'll be an appreciation reception and tours of the food pantry after that worship service as well. Also, speaking of Adair and Casey area, the Adair Casey Children's Theater Group, the Rising Stars, will have their 7th annual performance this summer, and because of popular demand, they'll be performing the musical Recess, which was first performed 5 years ago. Now, the acting troupe is open to students who will be in 2nd through 9th grades in the fall. The 44 actors, they need 44 this year, will practice at the Presbyterian Church in Adair June 8th through the 11th, from 1 to 4 p.m., and then the performance will be held on June 11th at 7 p.m., and the public is invited to attend. Refreshments will be served after the performance as well. So if you'd like more information, you can contact Gretchen Umbaugh, Peg Snyder, or Pat Pettinger for more information about the Adair Casey Children's Theater Group, another way to keep the kids busy. You talked about the different camps and things. There really are a lot of opportunities for youngsters here over the summer to keep busy and keep moving forward. Also, the Casey Public Library will be having their summer reading program during the months of June and July. Every Monday in June and July from 1 to 2 p.m. is the teens-only reading program. We'll have a different topic and activity each Monday. Also, every Wednesday in June and July from 2 to 3 p.m. will be the reading program for all ages. The reading program for children 0 through elementary age will be held every other Saturday in June and July beginning June 6th. That'll be from 10 to 11 a.m. You do need to register at the Casey Public Library for the reading programs, and, you know, the more you read, the better the prize, too. Participants don't need to attend programs to earn prizes, and you can contact the library if you'd like some more information about those activities. Also coming up, the 40th Annual Glenn Miller Festival. It'll be June 11th through the 14th, of course, in Clarinda. And if you'd like more information, you can go online, glennmiller.org, glennmiller.org. And remember, Glenn has two N's in it if you want to find out more. 40th annual celebration coming up in June in Clarinda. Also, the 3rd annual Old Stone Arch Trail Shelby 5K Walk Run will be on Saturday, June 13th, and that starts at 8:30 a.m. You do need to check in by 8 at the Corn Crib in Shelby. Pre-registration is $20 for adults, $50 for family, and includes a T-shirt and a goodie bag. And all the proceeds will go toward Shelby Fire Department this year. They do have prizes for first place male and female runner, and you can get registered online. Go to shelbyia.com for more information. You can call the Shelby City Hall as well to find out more about that event coming up on June 13th. We're going to be talking about the middle of June here soon enough. It's not going to take very long.
Nope.
All right, we do need to take a short break, and we'll be back with more for you right after this.
A foot injury or chronic foot problem can make everyday life a lot tougher. Every step is painful. You don't feel like getting off the couch, putting on shoes, or living your life to the fullest. That's no way to live. That's why Cass County Health System is excited to welcome Dr. Roger Drown, a board-qualified podiatrist who joined the CCHS team on a full-time basis after caring for patients as a visiting specialist for 18 months. His practice includes outpatient and surgical care treatment of hammer toe, tendon repair, wound care, bunion removal, plantar fasciitis, and other podiatric needs. Dr. Drown can get you back on your feet and ready to dance the night away, or at least get you off the couch. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Drown, please call the CCMH Outpatient Clinics at 712-243-7590. Cass County Health System, neighbors caring for neighbors.
All right, you got some birthdays over there to share with us?
I do. We'd like to wish a happy birthday to Joanne Parker on May 31st, celebrating her birthday. She's over at the Salem Lutheran Home. So happy birthday, Joanne Parker, celebrating her birthday on May 31st at the Salem Lutheran Home. A 95th birthday card shower will be held for Vivian Langfeld, who will be celebrating her 95th birthday on June 8th, and her family wishes to honor her with a card shower. You can send her a birthday greeting to 1200 Brook Ridge Circle, apartment C7, Atlantic 50022. So happy 95th birthday to Vivian Langfeld on June 8th, and you can send her a card at 1200 Brook Ridge Circle, apartment C7 in Atlantic 50022.
Very good. Happy birthday to those folks. Mm-hmm. I have an anniversary to share with you here this weekend as well. Raleigh and Peggy Hansen will have their 60th wedding anniversary open house this Sunday, May 31st. And that'll be at the Elkhorn Fire Station in Elkhorn, of course. Where else would they put the Elkhorn right. Fire Station, huh? It's from 2 to 4 in the afternoon. They do ask that you don't bring any gifts, but they do ask that you stop on by and share some memories and be a part of their big day. Raleigh and Peggy Hansen. That's a 60th wedding anniversary open house. Again, it's this Sunday, May 31st, at the Elkhorn Fire Station, and that's from 2 until 4 p.m. Hope they have a great day. Happy anniversary to Raleigh and Peggy Hansen.
Yeah.
Should be a good time. They were married May 28th, 1955, at the Jacksonville Lutheran Church. Hmm. 1955.
Yeah.
We both only know that through books, right?
Right.
They tell us there was a 1955. We don't remember it. We weren't around then.
Not yet.
We do also have, I want to throw this out at you too. Got a note here recently from the Atlantic Junior Chamber of Commerce, otherwise known as the Atlantic JCs. Remember when they used to, no, you probably don't remember when they used to be known as the Junior Chamber of Commerce.
Nope.
And they shortened that name up to JC's organization, but the Atlantic version of the JCs, they will be putting on the flight breakfast and the 4th of July celebration again this year. They've been doing that for a number of years. The Atlantic JC's 4th of July flight breakfast, that will be held on that day, and it'll be out at the airport, as it has. They're going to do things, it looks like, pretty much the same as they have in the past. They said the total cost of fireworks and the insurance and everything that's involved, about $8,000.
Wow.
They put on a nice show. Those things are not cheap.
Right, they do.
And they're going to use the same provider for the fireworks display as they've used last year because they said they got such positive feedback from folks. So no sense changing what people like. And then also like last year, the fireworks this year are going to include a DJ playing music during the evening. Be doing some patriotic music as the fireworks are going off. So it's kind of nice for the folks that do gather out at the airport, and there are a lot of them that do.
Yeah.
So anyway, what they're asking is for folks to make some donations. They don't ask for much, the JCs, during the course of the year, but they're hoping that folks can help out. So anything you can do to help them out, they would appreciate. All the funds raised go toward the fireworks display. Of course, the flight breakfast monies also go toward offsetting those costs. But, you know, if you can help those folks out in any way, shape, or form, I know things are tight and everything's going up in price, but, you know, if you can drop a little extra into the box there when you come in for the flight breakfast, they'd sure appreciate that. Or, you know, if you can't attend the flight breakfast in the morning when you come out for the fireworks display, if you can help them out by putting a little extra money in the jar, or if you'd like, just send a check in advance. You can do that too. Andrew Moen is the flight breakfast chairman and also the club treasurer, and also Tom Welchens is in charge of some of those activities as well. They can help to answer a lot of those things. Tom is helping to chair the fireworks display, and he's the chairman of the club. So if you'd like to know more, you can contact those folks. But if you would like to send a donation in advance, it's real easy. It's just send it to Atlantic JC's, P.O. Box 522. Their post office box number is 522. Here in Atlantic, 50022.
Yeah.
So pretty easy to remember. So if you can help those folks out, they'd surely appreciate it. A lot of people get a lot of joy and pleasure from fireworks displays, community fireworks displays in a lot of places. And I know it seems like the 4th of July is a long ways away. It's not.
No.
It's just a few weeks. And there's a lot that goes into that. So, yeah, if you can help those folks out, they'd sure appreciate that. That way it can be continue to be fun for everybody.
Yeah.
And I hope you get to, hopefully the rain will stop by then and we'll be able to enjoy that evening.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't it be just
like
grand? I know. Kind of seems that way.
Yeah.
It's all of a sudden you just get these plops of rain. Mm-hmm. Enough already. Time to get sunshine.
Yes.
Well, that's all the time we have for you here this weekend. Hope you're having a good one. This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.